Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about transformative change? Tell me, would you like to learn more about how to change in small, easy, incremental steps? Have you ever wanted to say yes to something you'd normally say no to? Can you imagine getting rid of your self-limiting beliefs so that you can soar? Tell me, do you know what a life coach actually does? Would you like to find the right coach for yourself? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some great advice. Before I introduce him, I would like to invite you to call in to the show if you have any questions for him. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest today. He was born and raised in a little bedroom town 30 miles outside of Chicago. It was primarily a blue-collar town with a strong work ethic and a sense of community. The values that were instilled in him still exist in his core being, and he exhibits those today with honesty, trust, and respect being the foremost. The prevailing mentality was go to college and work downtown, or work with your mind and not your back. His college education was not stellar, but he had a skill set that fit well with corporate America. The desire to achieve and take on new and different responsibilities were rewarded, but not in a way that truly fed his being. After climbing the corporate ladder and experiencing successes as well as failures, he yearned to do something else. The financial cocoon he built and enjoyed was hard to leave to pursue a different vocation. However, in May 2006, he moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and in 2007, he went back to the financial industry. Then, he experienced the most dramatic turning point in his life to date. On January 15, 2009, his wife was on flight 1549 that landed on the Hudson. Yes, we all saw that on TV. A week later, on January 22nd, almost to the hour, he was downsized by the same company that they both worked for. This was the start of his coaching, but he was unaware at the time. He was fine on the outside, but imploding on the inside. His heart and head didn't want to go back into corporate USA, so he decided to do something that he truly enjoyed, that is, to work with others to discover more about themselves. I am pleased to welcome today to the show David Whitman. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I am well, January. How are you?
Wow. I'm so pleased to meet you and anxious to hear about the experience your wife went through and then you went through within a week. How traumatic was that?
It was literally a 1-2 punch that
yeah.
had really, really, you know, reverberated to the core. And like I said, on the fine, it was, you know, on the outside, it was fine, but on the inside, really, you know, recalibrated my view of what's ahead of me.
Oh, yeah.
And to your point, my wife asked me that fateful question 2 months after I'd been out of work.
Uh-huh.
She goes, "What do you really want to do?" And I said, I want to be a coach.
Uh-huh.
And that kicked off the whole doing the due diligence on, you know, where do I want to go for my certification? It became apparent to me I needed a coach.
Yeah. Tell us how you went through the process of what program you started and how you found your own coach. How did you do that?
I immediately went to the Charlotte area chapter here in Charlotte for the International Coach Federation and started attending some of their meetings. Resonated with one coach, hired her, and then I started looking, drilling down on the different types of coaching available. Picked one which had the classes of all places in Chicago, so I had to fly back 5 times.
Okay.
So that was, and then I selected Coach Training Institute, again, doing all the homework, and it was very relationship-based, in person, that really resonated with me because I'm a people person, if you will. And got my certification through them, a newly minted coach, and then he had another program called Leadership, which I highly recommend. And then all along, all during that time, was coaching.
Okay. When you start, when you connected with this coach, what was it about her that drew you to her, and how did you find out that she was the one that you could work with?
I interviewed 4 different coaches.
Okay.
And that had to be one of the hardest decisions of my life because they were all good. And to, you know, really split hairs and bring it down to one coach, it was something I had to do, and I picked that person, and we worked together for probably 1.5 years.
Oh, wow. And how often did you work with her, and did you do it by phone or in person, and what was the process like?
She was local.
Uh-huh.
And it was twice a month. I would run over to her place, and it just, again, that place of where I was, I needed the human visual contact.
Mm-hmm.
That does not say that the rich, juicy form that can happen with coaching over the phone doesn't exist. But at that particular point in time, I needed a person, and she was very,
as they say, so many times you need to see the whites of their eyes.
Again, at that particular point in time, that's what I opted for.
Right. You know, we're going to hear from our sponsor right now, David. And when we come back, I want you to share with my listeners your website information and what you have coming up on your program. Also, would like to talk a little bit about what is a life coach and how people can find the right coach for them. We'll be right back with David Whitman.
AATH, the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. AATH is an international professional association dedicated to the study and practice and promotion of healthy humor and laughter. We are the home for humor and laughter professionals. In AATH, you'll find nurses, physicians, psychologists, social workers, caring clowns, researchers, therapists, clergy, educators, administrators, human resource personnel, as well as expert speakers and authors who have literally written a book on this emerging field of healthy therapeutic humor. Global is our outreach. AATH members currently represent 15 countries. Some of our members practice and provide healthy humor and laughter. Some teach it, while others are in search of it as they heal. Some of our members share healthy humor and laughter professionally with patients, clients, and colleagues. Some apply it in their personal lives, in their homes, and their communities. However, all AATH members are generally interested in learning more about the positive power of healthy humor and laughter. Above all, AATH is dedicated to separating fact from fiction. We promote what is known about the benefits of healthy humor and laughter, as opposed to what is too often perpetuated as myth. AATH is a leader in providing evidence-based information about current research and practical applications of humor and laughter in the world today. Be sure to check out our website, AATH.org. Visit the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with David Whitman, my guest today. David, could you share the information about your website for my listeners?
Sure. The website is www.deltatransitions.com.
I've been to the website, and it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. A tip of the hat to my web developer.
And tell me now, briefly, what is a life coach, and how can people that go to Delta Transitions find one, and how could they learn more about working with you?
What is a life coach? A great question. Many different answers depending on who you talk to. I will put it from my branding, my coaching is about being with that person as a partner or a teammate as they work on goals. And we identify the goals and identify self-limiting, like you said, self-limiting behaviors and beliefs. Mm-hmm. And then we change it up, like, okay, that's one perspective. What about a different perspective? You know, creating that awareness of your values and how you live in concert with your values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a great way to take your temperature is, what am I saying yes to and what am I saying no to?
Oh, yes, yes. How did you come up with the name Delta Transitions?
Oh, that was just my witty self. You know, Delta is Greek for change. So, transitions, because it truly is, you know, coaching through a transition. You know, the metaphor that gets used a lot is the caterpillar and the cocoon and the butterfly.
Uh-huh.
Coaching happens in that cocoon where it's, you know, all of that, like, gunky stuff with the imaginal cells migrating and knitting themselves.
Yeah.
To turn into a butterfly.
Yeah. Now, why is coaching isn't coaching a little bit like psychiatry or therapy? It seems to a lot of us that they would be very similar.
You know, therapy offers a diagnosis and a treatment, which coaching does. Coaching is more of being in the forum with the client as they go through a discovery process.
Okay.
So the coach does not give advice.
Uh-huh.
Mentor. It's truly, you know, in my foundational coaching learning, and this is one of the greatest things that I use, is the client isn't broken.
Uh-huh.
They're naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. They have the answers. It's just that they're covered over in sand and seaweed, or the muscle hasn't been used and it atrophied. But they have the answers.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people are stuck and they can't get going and they're frustrated. And I particularly like your reference to incremental change, the slow change, step-by-step change. That is a great way for people to make big steps, take small steps that become big steps, isn't it?
That's one of the changes, incremental, where you have a specific goal and you set up milestones along the way to attain. Transformational coaching is more around busting the beliefs. You know, what actions are limiting you?
Okay.
You know, the gremlin voices that can control us,
mm-hmm.
Saboteurs. You know, you can't do that. You're too tall, short, whatever. You don't have enough education, or whatever it is that we as people buy into and believe.
Oh yeah.
So, and incremental change would be somebody who, you know, one example. I don't like my job.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go work for NASA. Okay, well, you know, we'll partner with you and we'll get you into NASA. It may not be the exact place, but we can do those incremental things and networking to get you into NASA.
Well, that's
transformative.
That's amazing when people can come to you and be that specific of what they want to do, and you can show them how to do it.
Specificity is one of the linchpins of knowing where you want to go and what you want to accomplish.
Wow. I think so many people could use this, because right now we've got a situation where so many people are losing their jobs, their life situations are changing, they're having to move, regroup. Difficult times. Plus, our economy is in a kind of a free fall, and it's been a very difficult. So I think getting a life coach would behoove many, many people who are struggling. But I think one of the big blocks to it is a lot of people will say, you know, I can't afford it.
I've heard that also. And, you know, there's many different retorts that I have, but here's the end of the day. I say you're learning skills that you can use for the rest of your life. So when you look at how much you would spend for coaching and the lessons and freeing and bringing that energy back to you and having these tools to, you know, aid you in your navigation, best deal in town.
Yeah, definitely. And if it's going to turn your life around and get you where you need to be and show you in incremental steps how to do it, I don't think you can. It's a great value for the money. Although, you know, you really have to do the time and work that goes along with it. You know, when we come back after hearing from our sponsor, David, I want to address the fact that many people are leery of letting an outsider into their private life and their goals. So let's talk about that, and we'll be right back with David Whitman.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, David Whitman, who is a fantastic coach. And you can go to his website, www.deltatransitions.com, and find out more about him. What do you say to clients, potential clients, who say that they are leery of letting an outsider into their life to partner with?
That's why coaches have the free consult right up front.
Uh-huh.
And you can see if there's that connection and resonance that happens there. Because I agree with you. It's like inviting somebody into your house and letting them rearrange your furniture.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's scary.
You know, well,
especially if it's
my, over there. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's my husband.
Yeah. That's why I highly recommend that you have there. And I can't explain it. I can't put specific terms to it. But there's that internal navigational system we all have when we know when there's a click.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend don't settle for anything less than having that click.
Uh-huh. What does someone expect when they're working with a life coach? Or what can they expect? What would you hope would happen for them, whether they're with Delta Transitions or some other coach?
I ask them, what are their expectations?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great question. I love to ask, and it allows me clarity, is how do you want to use me?
Okay.
And that, for me, that opens the door to more dialogue of a little bit deeper nature.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every coach has a different technique and a different approach, which is probably why you encourage people to interview two or three coaches to get a feel. And I think I agree with you, when it clicks, and you probably will know that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And this is a pretty big app to do this, to make this decision to get a coach, because this is going to turn your life. This could change your life in many, many ways. It's a very courageous thing to do, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. That that is the first step towards basically making your demand known that I'm not happy, satisfied, fulfilled with where I am, and you know what? I can't move the ball any further. I need to partner with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you're right, that's a courageous step. And not a step to be taken lightly either.
No, well, I hope we've inspired our listeners to consider it and to think about transformative change with David Whitman. Now, David, I have just a minute here before we go, and I would like to backtrack about your wife's situation on the airplane. What an amazing event that was in her life, in your life. Has she moved on, or is she still traumatized by it?
No, both my wife and I are pretty much forward-moving people. Like, she wanted to fly home that night.
Okay. Good for her.
And, you know, you know, 2 months after the event, people, as we go to, you know, different functions, you know, they wanted her to talk about it, and it's like, geez, I've told the story 60 times.
Uh-huh,
I really
uh-huh.
kind of, I've moved on. You know,
uh-huh.
that was 2 months ago. But I would have to say the only manifestation now is she has a fixation on air disasters on the National Geographic Channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would imagine that would be part of it. Yeah. And I bet a lot of times she just wakes up and thinks, oh, my gosh, I'm here.
You know, the air didn't smell any better. The food didn't taste any sweeter for her. She was pretty much balanced going into it. So,
Good.
That contributed.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, I want to thank you, David, for coming on and sharing with my listeners your coaching program. We look forward to having you sharing some of your coaching insights and wisdom with us at Successimo in the future. And I hope that you'll be able to come back on the show again.
Well, thank you very much. I truly enjoyed my time with you, January.
Oh, I did too, and we will do it again. Thank you. I want
you.
All my listeners to be sure to catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. If you're interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to the website, www.successimo.com. Look it over and sign on without any obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. Then you too can be a guest on my show. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It is a positively brilliant plan that is easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, I want you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, David Whitman, today and his fantastic program at Delta Transitions. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo Stories.